Shira Uvacha Devarsha Etatichamo Veditum Tapasuvrata Yad Atma Jaya Shodaya Pitara Tsara Vyagam. Maharshi Yudhisthira said, O best of the saints among the demigods, O best of spiritual leaders, how did Hiranyakashipu give so much trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, the pure and exalted saint, although Prahlad was his own son? I wish to know about this subject from you.
Maharaj Yudhisthira rekao, o najbolji sveća među polubogovima, o najbolji od duhovnih vođa, zašto je Hiranyakashipu toliko mučio Prahlada Maharaja, čistog i uzvišenog sveca, iako je Prahlada bio njegov vlastiti sin? Želim da mi to objasniš.
Hiranyakashipu gave so much trouble to his son. He gave so much trouble to his son, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a demon, and a demon can never understand the life of a devotee.
Ovdje Hiranyakashipu zave tolika probleme Prahlada Maharaja, jer Hiranyakashipu je bio demon, a demon nikad ne može razumjeti bhaktu.
It is not possible for him.
Nije moguće za njega.
It just doesn't work.
Ne funkcionira.
He is always annoyed by the devotee.
On njemu uvijek dosađuju bhakte.
Have you ever seen this in your own life? There are just some people which are so different than us that when they come, we just do not know how to relate to them.
Jeste li primetili u životu da postoje neki ljudi koji su toliko različiti od nas, da kad dođete u kontakt ne znate kako da se odnosite prema njima?
For instance, for some men, it is totally impossible to understand children, how they, when they cry and when they laugh, you know.
Za neke muškarce je nemoguće razumjeti, recimo, djecu, zašto oni plaću, smiju se i tako.
So the demon can never understand the devotee, it's not possible.
Tako demon nikad ne može shvatiti bhaktu, to nije moguće.
Now, for a devotee, to really be a truthful devotee, he has to understand that he is not a person of this world.
Da bi bhakta bio zaista istinski bhakta, on mora shvatiti da nije osoba od ovog svijeta.
A devotee lives always in the consciousness that I am actually a part of Krishna, a citizen of the spiritual world.
Bhakta uvijek živi u svjesnosti da je on dijelić Krishna, stanovnik duhovnog svijeta.
He understands that he is a soul trapped in a body.
On razumije da je duša zarobljena u tijelu.
It is described that to discern between the body and the soul, that is only possible for a human being.
Rečeno da taj spoj duha, duše i tijela jedino moguća kod ljudskog bića.
Because a human being has the power of discrimination.
Jer ljudsko biće ima moć razlikovanja.
Just imagine a cow on the market of Vrindavan, he will always go to where the vegetable man is having his vegetables and try to eat a vegetable, although he has most probably been bitten over the head 4 times already, or by 4, 20, 30, 50 times.
Zamislite kravu na tržnici Vrindavana koja ponovo uporno ide na kod trgovaca povrćem, koji uvijek tuče po glavi i već je dobila 20-30 puta batina.
He has not this intelligence which tells him, wait a minute, if I'm eating now again from the vegetable market, I will be cruelly beaten.
On nema inteligenciju da shvati, ako opet idem jesti povrće kod trgovca, on će me opet okrutno istući.
A human being would be able to intelligently assess the situation and think, well, if I steal now, this will be very bad for me.
Ljudsko biće ima sposobnost da procijeni inteligentnu situaciju i da shvati, ako ponovo idem krasti, neće biti dobro za mene.
And he will, you know, use his intelligence to properly assess the situation. He might, you know, put a fire on the end of the market so that everyone goes there, then he steals.
On može inteligencijom dobro procijeniti situaciju i, na primjer, može zapaliti vatru na kraju tržnice, kad svi pojure tamo, onda on može ukriti.
For example, you know, he will use his discrimination in an intelligent way.
Na primjer, on tako može koristiti svoju moć razlikovanja, diskriminaciju na inteligentan način.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is described that the soul is above the senses, the mind and the intelligence. It is a higher principle.
Bhagavad Gita objašnjeno da je duša iznad uma i inteligencije, da je ona viši princip.
A devotee has to always in his life understand this.
Bhakta u svom životu uvijek treba to razumjeti.
If you look at the last instruction which Shukadev Goswami gave to Parikshit Maharaj, this becomes extremely clear to you.
Pogledajte posljednju instrukciju koju Shukadev Goswami dao Maharaja Parikshitu, to postaje vrlo jasno.
It was just a few moments before Parikshit Maharaja's death when Shukadev Goswami gave him a very essential understanding. He had done this before, but he repeated a very essential understanding.
Bilo to nekoliko momenata prije smrti Maharaja Parikshita, kada je Shukadev Goswami dao vrlo suštinske upute, iako je već prije rekao, a sada je ponovo istaknuo.
He said, Tvantu rajang marishyeti, which means, my dear king, now you have to give up all attachments to this material body as your own self.
Dragi moj kralju, rekao je, sada moraš odbaciti sve vezanosti za ovo tijelo za koje misliš da je tvoje jasno.
This is animalistic.
To je animalistično.
Don't be afraid of death.
Nemoj se bojati smrti.
There is no death.
Ne postoji smrt.
He could have talked about so many things, but Shukadev Goswami decided to remind his disciple, understand, you are not the body.
On je mogao govoriti toliko mnogo stvari, ali on je odlučio da baš kaže svom učeniku, shvati, nisi ovo tijelo.
I personally think this is like the beginning and also the end of spiritual instruction.
Ja osobno smatram da je to i početak i kraj duhovnih instrukcija.
When Srila Prabhupada saw, when I saw Srila Prabhupada the last time in my life, he gave me that same instruction.
Kada sam posljednji puta vidio Srila Prabhupada u svom životu, on mi dao takve iste upute.
He asked, have you understood our philosophy?
Pitao, jesi li razumio našu filozofiju?
And there were also other devotees in the room who said many things, but Prabhupada was not satisfied with their answers.
Bili su tu i drugi bhakti u sobi koji su dali različite odgovore, međutim Prabhupada nije bio zadovoljan sa njihovim odgovorima.
He said, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal.
Prije svega trebate razumjeti, život je vječan.
To understand this, each one of us has to cross a certain granica.
Sada, da bi to razumjeli, svatko od nas mora proći određene granice.
That's not so easy.
To nije tako lako.
Because you need a visa, which is not easy to get.
Zato što je potrebna viza koju nije lako nabaviti.
See, we live in the world of sense gratification at the moment.
Mi živimo momentalno u svijetu čulnog uživanja.
And the spiritual world is a world of service.
Duhovni svijet je svijet službe, služenja.
Jeev Krishna Das, you know, so between these two worlds there is a granica.
Između ta dva svijeta je granica.
This granica, by the way, is also between the two types of consciousnesses.
Ta granica je isto usput između dve vrste svjesnosti.
The material consciousness and Krishna consciousness on the other side.
Materialne svjesnosti i svjesnosti Krishna s druge strane.
We, the living entity, are always living in either of these two kingdoms, the kingdom of sense gratification and the kingdom of service, or the kingdom of material consciousness the kingdom of Krishna consciousness.
Mi živa bića uvijek živimo u jednom od tih dva univerzuma, ili u univerzumu služenja, ili u univerzumu čulnog uživanja, odnosno univerzum svjetnosti Krishna ili materijalnog svijeta.
And we have to every day choose to cross the granica.
I svaki dan moramo odlučiti i zabrati da prekoračimo granicu.
What is this borderline?
Što je ta granica?
It is comprised of the most subtle material element, the most difficult to understand.
Ona se sastoji od vrlo suptilnih elemenata koje je vrlo teško razumjeti.
This element has built an invisible mountain.
Taj element je napravio nevidljivu planinu.
It's not an ordinary border with you know, like the border between Slovenia and Hrvatsko. It is with a big mountain. The mountain is made of false ego.
To nije obična granica kakva je između Slovenije i Hrvatske, nego na toj granici je velika planina napravljena od lažnog ega.
And to cross it, you have to get a visa stamp in your passport.
Da bi to prešli, trebate vizu, pečat u svoj pasoš.
Who can give it to you?
Tko vam ga može dati?
The German embassy?
Njemačka ambasada?
Or the British embassy? Or American, Canadian embassy?
Britanska, kanadska, američka.
Now you can only get it from the embassy of the Guru Parampara.
Možete jedino dobiti od ambasade Guru Parampara.
And on this visa stamp it says, ja sam sluga.
I na tom, tom pečatu za vizu piše ja sam sluga.
You have to work to get this stamp to your visa.
Trebamo raditi da bi zaradili takvu vizu, taj pečat.
Many people don't want to do the work.
Mnogi ljudi ne žele napraviti potreban rad.
They say a better rot in hell than serve in heaven.
Kažu bolje troviti u paklu nego služiti u raju.
Better rot in hell, huh? Than sense gratification, than serve in heaven or be in the spiritual dimension of consciousness.
Bolje troviti u paklu, čulno živati nego služiti u raju svjesnosti Krishne.
Now in order to, how do you say, make this journey, you have to think in a quite interesting, you have to overcome the false ego, you have to just know six steps.
Da bi prešli tu granicu, moramo prevazići lažni ego i napraviti šest koraka.
Yes. I will talk about these six tomorrow. Now you will have to think on your own what you can do in your own lives.
Sutra ću govoriti šest koraka, a sada vi razmislite šta bi vi napravili u svom životu.
You see, so many devotees are still, not so many, but many friends at least, and congregational members are still at the summer camp. They will come tomorrow, so I want to talk when everyone is here.
Još mnogo kongregacije i prijatelja Bhakta Esperanta su na kampu, stoga bi htio govoriti o tome kad se oni vrate.
Yes, but for now I just want to remember you to cross this border. We have to have a certain mood in our lives.
da bi prešli tu granicu, htio bi samo reći, trebamo imati određeno raspoloženje.
A devotee has to understand, I really only want Krishna.
Bhakti treba razumjeti, ja zaista samo želim Krishna.
I want to be his servant.
Želim biti njegov sluga.
I want nothing less than this.
Ništa manje od toga.
And whatever I do, good or right, my goal is always to I want to serve the Lord.
Što god ja radim, bilo dobro ili loše, moj cilj je konačno služiti Gospodina.
This consciousness has to be always there. The devotee has to be an otherworldly person. He's a traveler from this world to the spiritual dimension of consciousness.
To raspoloženje i svačanje mora biti uvijek prisutno kod Bhakta. Bhakta nije stanovnik ovog svijeta, on putuje od ovog svijeta prema duhovnom.
And for this, a devotee has to remain fit in Krishna consciousness.
I zato Bhakta treba ostati u kondiciji, u svjesnosti Krishna.
He has to think of his goal.
Treba razmišljati o svom cilju.
But he also has to think how I can be in good consciousness so that I easily reach that goal.
On također treba razmišljati kako da bude u dobroj svjesnosti da bi postigao taj cilj.
He has to constantly purify his mind, his understandings. He has to, you know, take prasadam, that he is strong, live a healthy life.
Treba konstantno pročišćavati um, održavati to razumijevanje, razumijevati časti prasadam da bi uvijek imao zdravi um.
And he has to have good relationships with other Vaishnavas.
Mora imati dobre odnose sa drugim Vaishnavama.
Because these relationships can give him so much strength.
Jer ti odnosi su ono što mu daju toliko puno snage.
If you think, all right, I want to go through the granica, but you forget the other things, that will not be very good.
Ako mi mislimo, ja ću projuriti kroz granicu, a neću misliti na ove druge stvari, to neće biti dobro.
You have to have a good, a healthy body.
Moraš imati zdravo tijelo.
And more important, a healthy mind.
Još važnije, zdravi um.
And more important, a healthy spiritual life.
Još važnije, zdravi duhovni život.
You must take care of all these three dimensions.
Moraš se pobrinuti za sve te tri dimenzije.
Yeah, Krishna, he does not overlook the body.
I Krishna, ni da Krishna ne gleda tijelo.
He describes a yogi as someone who does not eat too much and not too little.
On objašnjava da yogi je onaj ko ne jede ni previše ni premalo.
He doesn't sleep too much and not too little.
I koji ne spava previše, a niti premalo.
He doesn't work too much. You know, just radite, radite, radite. And also not too little.
On također isto ne radi previše, ali niti premalo.
He's balanced.
On je balansiran.
And in this way, he is free from the miseries of material existence.
I na taj način je slobodan od bijeda materijalne egzistencije.
And as far as our mental life is concerned, Sri Krishna is well. He talks about reading. You know. Let me see, the mind, purifying the mind, making it a friend, huh?
Što se tiče našeg mentalnog nivoa života, Krishna savjetuje da se čita i razmišlja.
Yes, for that we have to read, we have to hear, and we have to misli about interesting philosophical subject matters.
Zato trebamo čitati, razmišljati, misliti, i razmišljati o interesantnim filozofskim temama.
But more important, we have to have a good relationship with devotees who can give us new points.
Još važnije, moramo imati dobre odnose sa bhaktama koji nam mogu dati nove poante.
New perspectives.
Nove perspektive.
Like our philosopher Nityananda Ram, he likes to talk with devotees and hear different perspectives from them, at least from me he likes to hear. Naš filozofički.
Naš prevodac Nityananda Ram, koji voli razne filozofske perspektive čuti barem od guru svog.
For every one of us it is important for our mental life to have good relationships and hear in these relationships.
naš mentalni život je dobro da imamo dobre relacije, da slušamo od Bhakta u tim odnosima.
And then our spiritual life must be also good.
Onda naš duhovni život mora isto biti dobar.
If you take care about these three aspects of your life, you will become a highly successful Vaishnava.
Ako se pobrinete za ta tri aspekta duhovnog života, bit ćete visoko uspješni Vaishnava.
Yesterday Sridhar Swami told us a very interesting story which I want to repeat to all of you.
Jučer nam je Sridhar Swami rekao vrlo zanimljivu priču koju bih vam htio ponoviti.
Once there were two people who were doing a sawing contest. Sawing, you know, they got the saws in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who could saw the most?
Wood.
For 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. the
competition. Competition, yes.
Bilo se dva čovjeka koja se takmičila u brzini piljenja drveta.
So, one man, you know, strong man, was really like, you know, so 8 hours he was just sawing with full strength and full enthusiasm. He was extremely strong as a person, and you know, he made a heap of wooden blocks which he had sawed very much for 8 hours.
Jedan čovjek je bio posebno snažan i 8 sati neprestano pilio i napilio veliku gomilu drva.
Now the other man, he always stopped, I believe, every half an hour. He just stopped sawing.
A drugi jedan čovjek je svaki pol sata stao i radio pauzu, nije mogao pauzirati.
And this strong Mushkashki, you know, who was just so enthusiastic to go non-stop, he was sure that at the end he would have won.
I taj snažan muškarac koji je non stop pilio, on je bio siguran da će pobijediti na kraju.
Made you to. The other one who always made these after half an hour or so, who made these little pauses, he won the competition.
Ali ispalo da onaj čovjek koji svaki pol sata radio pauzu na kraju pobijedio u takmičenju.
But what's going on?
Šta se desilo?
What is your explanation?
Koje je vaše objašnjenje?
you heard it. That's not fair.
Ovo je oštri opil.
He sharpened the saw always.
Ovo je uvijek oštri opil.
Yes. So when you want to make your life successful,
to kako želite učiniti vaš život uspješnim?
In Krishna consciousness.
Svjetite Krishna.
And then you have to not forget to sharpen your saw.
Ne smijete zaboraviti oštriti svoju pilu.
Means you have to take care of the physical dimension, the mental dimension, and the spiritual dimension more than anything.
Što znači da moramo se pobrinuti za naš tjelesni nivo, mentalni nivo i prije svega duhovni.
If you just, you know, for instance, just always marathon, 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 the body is not existent for you. Or you just work and you have no time for devotees. Relationships are not important to you. You will see, you may work and work and work, but at the end you just might be agitated and you might not be able to come to your spiritual goal.
Ako na primjer samo proširimo maratone i mislimo za mene tijelo ne postoji, samo proširimo ili zanemarimo, radimo puno, zanemarimo odnose s bakama, onda ćemo vidjeti da ćemo nakon nekog vremena biti uznemireni i nezadovoljni.
Yes. So our movement for Krishna consciousness is so nice that we do actually have concrete knowledge how to utilize this human form in the best way.
Toga naš pokret za svjesnost Krišne je toliko divan, zato što mi imamo znanje kako da se koristi ljudsko tijelo i život za samopoznavanje na najbolji način.
Yeah. We only have to hear the instructions and apply them in our lives.
Samo trebamo čuti instrukcije i primijeniti ih u svom životu.
It is interesting. The spiritual master is called in Sanskrit Kana Dharam, that means he who has ears.
Na sanskritu se duhovno učitelj naziva Kanadaram, što znači onaj koji ima uši.
The ear is a very important sense.
Uši su vrlo važni organi.
What do you do with the ear?
Što činite sa ušima?
Or for what is the ear responsible?
Za što su uši odgovorne?
Listening.
Slušanje.
Wakening. Yes.
Da se probudimo.
Probudimo. Synchronous, yes. Receive knowledge, yes. That's something like, yes, it is like hearing, but it is more concrete.
Dobijemo znanje, to je isto kao slušanje.
It is also responsible for a sense of direction.
Kaže da je odgovorno za osjećaj prostora.
Like I hear, for instance, I might hear Akrura calling out, Sachinanda Swami, come here, Prasadam is here. And yep. Then by my ear, I may not see him, but by my ear I know, aha, Prasadam is there. It must go this northwestern direction to get the pizza.
Tako, na primjer, Akrura može biti negdje i zvati me da dođem na Prasadam i budući, ja ga ne moram vidjeti, ali čujem iz kojeg smjera me zove, onda znam u kojem smjeru je pizza. Idem tamo.
Yes! Then, idemo, let's go. The ears, if you have your ears, your ear life proper intact, you can get knowledge, like, your name? Ravi Lochana. Like our Ravi Lochana, Prabhu has instructed us, we can receive knowledge if we have our ear life intact.
Ako su naše uši u pravilnom stanju, da možemo dobiti znanje, kao što rekao naš Ravi Lochan.
And we can get important direction in our life.
Možemo dobiti važno usmjerenje u našem životu.
Remember, devotees has to always look to the spiritual dimension.
Sjetite se da bhakta uvijek mora gledati prema duhovnom smjeru.
This is so favorable, my dear devotees. This is a very strong process of Krishna, of making advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Dragi bhakte, to je jako povoljno, to je izuzetno dobro za napredovanje, snažno i moćno za napredovanje u svijesti Krishna.
Spiritual sound is so powerful that it can direct your consciousness in the proper direction.
Duhovni zvuk je toliko moćan da može usmjeriti vašu svjesnost u duhovnom smjeru.
Om tat Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti yam surayaha. You might be knowing this verse. It says the saints always have their eyes fixed in the direction of the kingdom of God.
Možda ste čuli taj stih, on kaže da sveci uvijek imaju usmjerene svoje oči prema duhovnom kraljestvu Boga.
So, I'm very, very glad to be back in our Zagreb temple.
Ja sam vrlo sretan da sam ponovo u Zagreb templu.
And be at the lotus feet of Sisi Gornitai.
Pod lotusom stopalima Sisi Gornitai.
We will be spending a very nice time in Krishna consciousness together.
Provit ćemo vrlo lijepo vrijeme u svjetlosti Krišne zajedno.
Today we have the Sunday feast, as you all know, and we have brought a great surprise with us, a new multivision show on Vrindavan. It's so good. Krishna Chetra Prabhu almost fell unconscious in ecstasy.
Danas imamo jako lijepi program Sunday feast i imam jedno iznenađenje za vas, to je novi multivizija show u Vrindavanu. On je toliko lijep, toliko dobar, da Krishna Kshetra Prabhu kad je vidio, skoro pao nesvijest.
I can't believe my eyes.
Ne mogu vjerovati svojim očima.
Yes, and then I heard we may be able to make a harinam, if the situation allows.
Možemo moći harinam napraviti ako situacija dozvoljava.
We can inspire us in Krishna consciousness.
Možemo se inspirirati u svijesti Krišne.
I have heard now so many nice things in the seminars, in the summer camp, that I hope I can preach and answer all the questions which you have to your medium up to full satisfaction.
Чува сам толку пуно лепих семинара сад во летнот камп и сад сам пун информација така како могу одговорити било шта што ќе во наша публика пита.
Hare Krishna. So, do you have any questions regarding to what I said?
Неки питања во врска со ова што сам рекол?
These were more or less simple points, but very deep points which we have to meditate about. Regarding to what I said.
Neki pitanja u vezi ovoga što sam rekao.
These were more or less simple points, but very deep points which we have to meditate about. Sundarananda Gopala. Yes.
It is stated that we should perform activities in our devotional service with, in certain mood with love for God. Now, you can see that in the beginning of spiritual life, we don't have such love for Krishna. But if we have some love for spiritual master and try to serve him, can we get or can we achieve same goal by
Yes, that is described.
Da, to je opisano.
Now, I want to add a very important point for your understanding.
Htio bih završiti sa važnom poantom za razumijevanje.
When we have love to our spiritual master, we will definitely have his like his association very much.
Ako imamo ljubav prema duhovnom učitelju, mi ćemo definitivno voljeti se družiti sa njim jako puno.
And even if he is not there, we will like to hear from him, you know, tapes, or we will remember the instructions which we have been given, because that's a sign of love.
I ako njega i nema, mi ćemo se družiti s njim na neki način, slušat ćemo lekcije ili ćemo se sjećati instrukcije koje je on dao.
It's Sangha, you know, we will have association with him either physically or through his words.
To je Sangha, mi se družimo sa njim, bilo sa njim osobno ili kroz riječi njegove.
Now there are two types of, you know, having association, and I don't mean now through words and through instructions, I mean something else. To je dva načina kako se možemo družiti sa duhovnim učiteljem i sa određenim.